Welcome back to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is the first Sunday of Advent, Year B. Happy Liturgical New Year. The homily today is called Just Can't Wait, and for reference, the Gospel today was Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 37. Let's begin. Since the advent of the internet, our lives have changed dramatically, in some cases for the better and in other cases for the worse. See, the internet has made for us communication, research, banking, booking, entertainment 1,000 times more accessible and in many cases more cheap. Cheaper. On the other hand, the internet has pretty much destroyed in us the virtue of patience, or at least it has for me. See, I remember back in 1999 when my parents got their first computer with dial-up internet. I happily waited an entire week to download a grainy, low-quality video clip of Michael Jackson's Thriller. And I was indeed thrilled that it only took that long. Nowadays, however, if an ultra-high-definition YouTube video takes more than 3 seconds to get going, I feel the beginnings of frustration arising within me. And I think this is characteristic of our age. Our age is characterized by an expectation of almost instant satisfaction and gratification. With a smartphone, which I'm filming on right now, and an internet connection, no one has to wait to speak to someone anymore, to get directions, to order food, to transfer money, or to watch or listen to an endless stream of content and entertainment. So unless the battery on one of these things runs dead, we almost need to wait for nothing. We can just fill every pause, every silent moment with ever more noise. Yet, this is exactly what we are called to do in Advent, to wait and to keep watch. See, our God is a God of infinite patience. He's never in a rush. See, God's chosen people, the Jews, they had to wait hundreds, if not thousands of years for God to send his Son into the world as their Messiah and Redeemer. You can hear the frustration in the prophet Isaiah's voice in today's first reading, asking God to hurry up and reveal himself to his chosen people. We hear it. He says, "You yourself, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. Why then, Lord, have you left us to stray from your ways and harden our hearts against you? Return for the sake of your servants. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." You can hear the urgency, the impatience in Isaiah's voice. And God did eventually answer Isaiah's plea on Christmas Day, almost 600 years later. God was in no rush indeed. See, God sent his Son into the world as a tiny baby on a silent night in a backwater town unnoticed by most of the world. And he was to be the answer to every prayer, the fulfillment of all anticipation, the source of all hope, and joy to the world. Every year we celebrate Christ's coming in the season of Advent. In fact, that's what Advent means. It means the coming or the arrival of someone or something significant. But interestingly, the liturgical year, that is the cycle of biblical readings, it starts over today, but it begins near the end of Mark's Gospel. And this is curious. Why don't we start with the birth of Jesus? Why are we starting at the end of Mark's Gospel? Well, it's because the church is trying to remind us that the Advent, the coming of Jesus, is not just about an event frozen in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. No, even today, we ourselves, you who are listening to this podcast right now, we find ourselves again waiting for the Advent of Jesus, but this time not as a baby, but in his promised second coming. Although the gospel tells us very clearly today that we will not know when that time will come, we are told elsewhere throughout the scripture and tradition what events are going to take place first. So I whipped open my catechism and I went to what's going to precede the last judgment, and this is what I found. This is in my own words. Mankind will suffer famine, pestilence, and natural disasters. False prophets will deceive people. Nations will go to war and the church will be persecuted. Finally, the faith of many will grow cold and they will abandon the faith, betraying and hating one another, falling prey to the deception of an antichrist. You can find that in Catechism Article 675. However, Jesus will return and God's triumph over the revolt of evil will take the form of the last judgment. As Jesus himself says, those who have done what is good will rise to life and those who have done what is evil will be condemned. But then Christ will usher in a new heaven and a new earth. God will dwell among his people as Christ did on earth, and our bodies will be raised up to reflect the glory of God. Now, you might be wondering to yourself why I'm recapping the church's entire teaching on the last things. Well, it's because these realities of Christ's second coming are central to our Catholic faith. And I know myself that in daily life, it's very easy for us to forget about the second coming of Christ, the final judgment which all of us are going to face, either at the moment of our death or when Christ comes again in glory. However, in our internet culture of social media, of Netflix, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, 24-hour news cycle, we can become so tightly wrapped up in the concerns of this world that we are anesthetized to the infinitely more important fact of Christ's return. That is why Jesus is saying today repeatedly, be on your guard. Stay awake because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. We should never let the distracting things of everyday life lull us into a sleepy complacency. Instead, we should stay awake this Advent by adopting a permanent attitude of faithful vigilance. Now, I've got two practical suggestions for you that I recommend to you this Advent, and that is Scripture and silence. We have 21 days of Advent between now and Christmas Eve, and I think we should really try our best to make use of them. So as a way of preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ, why don't we take up the challenge of reading just a little bit of Scripture each day? And I always recommend people to start with the Gospel of Luke. It's a straight narrative structure and it's very approachable. We take up this time in Advent to meditate on the Word of God. And the reason that I like promoting this is because I have many young people approach me as the vocations director in my diocese, and they ask me, how do I know if God is calling me to the priesthood or religious life? Well, before we even start asking those kind of questions in the specifics, one of the very first steps is learning to recognize the voice of God. What does God sound like? Well, when we read Scripture, the Word of God, we discover how God spoke to the patriarchs, to the prophets, later to the disciples, and how he led them and guided them to fulfill their vocation within the broader framework of salvation history. So the more we read God's word, the more we begin to recognize his voice and see how we fit into his plan for salvation. So please, maybe 5 minutes a day, read the scriptures this Advent. Second, take some time this Advent for silence. This is not only extremely important for growth and in holiness and in discipline, but silence is also where we begin to receive concrete answers about our vocation. God almost never speaks to us in a booming voice directing us exactly where to go when it comes to our vocation. He whispers to us in the quiet of our hearts. The question is, are we paying attention when God speaks? Are we awake? See, Jesus entered the world, as we're going to hear at Christmas, on the quiet night in Bethlehem. We need to carve out within ourselves a space of silence so that the Word of God may enter into that quiet. That's God's modus operandi. We have to make that space of quiet for God to enter in and make himself known to us. So that's my advice for you this coming Advent. A little bit of Scripture, a little bit of silence, each day for the next 21 days. Let's pray for the grace together that we might be on our guard and stay awake, and that we might be attentive to the voice of God and be ready to welcome him when he comes again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to help me spread the word and the Average Shepherd podcast, you might want to just share this with someone you think might benefit. Thank you, and God bless.